Now, it happens that the ordinary drama, in all of its millions of forms, all the millions of people living it, is this contraction. It's a dramatization of separation, of suffering, of seeking. That's its subtlest element, its foundation. So when you become involved with all of these things, regardless of what they are at this moment, they carry with them the subtle implication of your suffering. This. So, today there's this pleasure, this moment there's this pleasure, now there's this entertainment. The appearance varies, but it's always the same. The same implication, the same thing by association is being reinforced in consciousness. And the man of understanding, the guru, doesn't appear any different. Essentially any different. There's no standout on his lapel thing, obviousness about it. But he lives as the self. So of all your associations, it's this company that does not support this contraction. It does not support it. And that's what's unique about it. You continue to attempt to live it in various ways. You continue to be entertained. You continue to seek. You continue to expect what it looks like you should expect from that association. He's like an elevator. All these spiritual teachers, including the true guru, he's like an elevator. He's in the hotel lobby, you know, a nice marble encasing, a little needle on it, and looks perfectly stable. And you know it's been there for a while. And you dare to walk up to it. The button's on the wall, the door is open. You look inside, it's nicely decorated. A couple of people nicely dressed come out to go to the cocktail lounge. So you step in expecting to rise, as all the traditions say. And you fall right through the bottom of the floor. He doesn't support it, but he appears ordinary. His activity is non-support in endless subtle forms. The effect of that is that this quality in you begins to become self-conscious. The search winds down, the suffering becomes self-conscious, and intuitively, within that, you become alive. You begin to recognize it. Because this quality in you just begins to fall apart, gets flabbier. So in that association, the self has lived to you. Whereas under all other conditions, it is this that's lived to you. This contraction, this avoidance, this suffering, this suggestion that you seek, this suggestion that your search be fulfilled in whatever form is appearing at you at that moment. Now, there are many levels to the non-support of the guru.
Would you describe some of the levels on which the guru operates?
There's no particular point in describing them. The most they would do would be make you self-conscious and wary. On every possible level on which awareness is possible, the heart is active. The thing is that even though men are suffering, they intuitively recognize the living self. What they will do about that is another matter, but the recognition is there in some intuitive form. And it's that, rather than any other kind of information, it's that recognition on which disciples, devotees, must depend. Both for the knowing whether such a man is guru, and for the knowing of whether he himself wants to be involved, wants to engage in that kind of association. Many have had enough, and they see it, and they stay. And through that process, they begin to see how the guru of the heart operates.